آپ SBS اردو کے ساتھ ہیں۔
SBS اردو SBS ساؤتھ ایشین پر۔
I have a pleasure of having a mayor of the Black Town, and Black Town is one of the most diversified communities home, and I have a pleasure of having city mayor Brad Bunting. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
And Brad, I will open up the discussion with the diversity of your LGA, which is very fascinating. Can you please share this, what is the demography of the Black Town?
Sure. We're the largest local government area by population, 460,000 people call Black Town home, over 188 different nationalities, over 180 languages spoken in our community. So, yes, it's very, very diverse.
And while we are talking about the multicultural Australia, which is one of the biggest strength of Australia, where the migrant are making Australia their home, what are the stories from your areas which you want to showcase to our audiences?
Oh, there's lots of great things happening in Blacktown. We have a large South Asian community, about 25% ancestry in the 21 census. We believe it's about a third now from South Asia. They bring lots of different culture festivals. The biggest Diwali festival happens out there in Blacktown. A huge Filipino community as well. Pacifica community is growing more and more. And we'll be highlighting a big Pacifica festival at the end of October, bringing all those different nationalities to Pacifica together. They celebrate so well. One of the biggest things I love seeing is when Samoa made the Rugby League Grand Final and they all just turned up and said, we need a space because we want to celebrate our community. And they just all turned up down there in Mount Druitt in their hordes. But I think one of the great things about our community is working in with each other, but always looking to make sure that we're learning from each other as well. One of the best stories I have is a South Sudan refugee, Maya Changai, who come to Australia as a young adult, seen a need for young Sudanese kids who looked like they were going to get into trouble, so needed an outlet to be able to do something else. So he started a basketball program. And this year he celebrates 20 years running this program through the PCYC. Now, this is looking at kids not just playing basketball, but his mantra was, you need to go to school, you need to do your homework, then you can play basketball. And with that, he's been able to change the lives of the Sudanese community in Blacktown. We don't have some of the troubles that others have had because of programs like this. Not only have kids gone on to play in the NBL and the NBA through this program, but the best thing out of it is he's created good people, great people that are working within our community. They're coming back working with the kids these days. So it's programs like this that help our community be as one, being able to work together and making sure that people have, or kids have, a safe place to be as well. Because I think multiculturalism is an absolutely wonderful thing. I think our community does it really, really well in Blacktown, and we like to work in with each other.
There are lots of reasons to celebrate the multicultural Australia. How you respond to the call of a monocultural Australia?
Can I just say, I think Australia has always been multicultural. You go back to First Nations people, this wasn't just one nation. There was many, many nations here tens of thousands of years ago, and they've always worked in with each other. Of course, with European settlements, that has changed. But I believe our country has always been multicultural, different ones at different times coming into the country. And can I also say, I believe monocultural is very boring. Having just one culture, please give me many, many cultures. I've been lucky enough to travel a little bit around the world, and different parts of the world are absolutely amazing and great to be in, but nothing like coming back to Australia and getting all those cultures in one place. Multiculturalism is a good thing, and we should celebrate it all the time. You can be in Blacktown and hear different voices. You can see different entertainment happening, different foods. It is a wonderful place to be, and that's because of multiculturalism. And everybody brings something a little different. I'm sorry, I grew up in the 70s and 80s in Mount Druitt. My dad, an Aussie, my mum from Wales, from the UK, and we grew up eating meat and three veg for dinner every week or every day of the week. It is absolutely amazing now, the dinners that we have from different parts of the world. You know, it was different if you had a Chinese meal. But now, please, you can have anything from right around the world. And it's not just food. It's what everyone else brings to it. And can I just say, what is a culture? You know, what are people looking for in their homelands? Everybody wants the same thing. Everybody wants a roof over their head. Everybody wants some food, a safe place to live, a good school for their kids to go in and feel comfortable in their community. Every culture just does that a little bit different. They may look a little different. They may dress a little different. The food that they eat may be a little different. But we're all the same. We all want the same thing. We all want a safe place that we can bring our families up and we can be able to do the little things we do, play this sport or that sport, you know, sing these songs, dress this way, like different types of entertainment. But at the end of the day, I think we're all looking for the same thing, a good, safe place to live.
How do you feel your personal growth and personal story has helped you to strengthen your leadership role?
I grew up in Mount Druitt, out of western suburbs, very low socioeconomic area, as lots of people would know. Dad worked, mum was at home. She had four kids under the age of four. So an older brother and two younger sisters. And, you know, life was pretty simple for us. You know, you went to school, you played sport on the weekends. Myself and my brother played soccer in the winter and cricket in the summer. And my sisters played netball. Mum and dad, you know, did their best just to keep, you know, food on the table. You know, going to McDonald's was a treat at a birthday. It wasn't an everyday thing. We went on a holiday once a year, camping down the south coast. But I got a lot of my values from my parents. They both volunteered within the sporting organisations. They were coaches, they were managers, they were on the committee. They showed good community spirit there. My mother, after suffering from cancer and surviving, she then put her extra time into volunteering with the Cancer Council that she fundraised for them. She also did some counselling work with people suffering from cancer as well. And I think those good values have really been instilled into myself and, you know, my greater family as well. From that, I've always, I believe I've got like a little sucker written across my forehead because I can't help but help in the community. If I take my kids to a you know, a sporting club, I say, how can I help? I don't like to sit there in the background. So I have this way of just being able to work out how can I help in a certain way. And that has just led from there into a job it led to me becoming a councillor with Blacktown City Council and now the mayor of Blacktown City Council. I've been lucky to have some good bosses along the way that have instilled some good things into me as well. So having a good, safe, but having parents that led the way, I think has had a big impact in the way that I do and the way I want to lead our community.
What are the bigger challenges of your diverse communities in your LGA?
Oh, can I say, diverse communities have the same challenges as everybody else. As I said before, they want a roof over their head. They want a good job. They want a safe place for the kids to go to school. But as we're growing out there as well, we need more community infrastructure and delivering community structure for our community is important, and a place for them to be able to celebrate their culture as well. So whether that's a community hall or whether that's an entertaining space that they can go out and they can hold their festivals and hold their gatherings together can be a challenge. But I think every single community is the same. They all want the same thing.
What challenges you face as a leader?
There's lots of advocacy that I do for my community to make sure that we have the same equity in Western Sydney as Eastern Sydney does. We get more and more people moving out. As I said, 460,000 people. We're moving to over 600,000 people in the next 20 years. 10,000 people move into Blacktown every year, and that comes with lots of challenges to deliver the community infrastructure, transportation, schools, hospitals, parks, walking paths. All those things make a good community. Your community is just not, you don't just live in your four walls of your home. You want to live outside of that too, and having places where community can connect. When community connects and we all start talking to each other, and I say this at my citizenship ceremonies every month. We're the largest council about delivering citizenship ceremonies every year. And I say there that we need to be able to not only celebrate our own culture, but we should learn somebody else's culture as well. Because when we're more inquisitive and less judgmental, and I steal that from Ted Lasso, I think we're a better community. So I encourage everybody, talk to your colleagues, talk to your neighbours, talk to your kids, friends, parents about what they do, and find out why they are what they are, and why they dress like they dress, or why do they do what they do. Because
do you think this migration is a challenge or it's a solution?
It is. It's both. Like it's more and more people is a challenge, and whether they're migrants or whether they're people moving from other states or other parts of the city out to Blacktown. It's always a challenge when you get more and more people having the right infrastructure to do that. But I think it's a good thing having migrants. And I just see so many good stories of good migrant families, and whether they're refugees or whether they're people coming here to make a better life for their families. I think it's a good thing when we have skilled labour coming here, because we've got lots of shortages in lots of different areas. I just love the fact that, in a country like Australia, we have so much room, we have so much to give, that we can invite the best and brightest from around the world to come and enjoy our great country.
Is there any role of the councils in dealing with the racism or anti-Semitism or Islamophobia?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there is. I think it's on all leaders to be able to do their part in regards to this. And again, I'll come back to just making sure people start connecting with other people. So when you come to another part of the world, and I understand this, it's they don't speak the same language, they don't look like you. You'll typically seek out people that look like you and speak like you, and you want to live around them as well, because it makes you feel safe. But the more and more we can break out of that, more and more we can learn from our neighbours about what they do, I think it's good. And for us, we try to assist with celebrations, because every nation has their celebrations. And the more celebrations, the better, the more people can connect with each other. So as I said, we have one of the largest Diwali festivals, and that's just not for our Indian population. That's for everybody to come down and have a look and try some food and see what they do down there. We're holding a Pacifica one really, really soon. Again, come and see what the Pacifica people do and how they do it in their languages. We've done it before with our African community. So I think the more and more council can have spaces that people can celebrate their diversity and have others connecting with them as well. We've got one of the largest Lunar New Year celebrations in our park at Nurringinji. 10,000 people come down there. And I can tell you, it's not just Asian people. Everybody celebrates Lunar New Year. They all love it. And my quest is to get other people to come out and celebrate these other festivals as well. Because the more and more we get together, the more and more we talk, the more and more we break down these barriers, and we're a better community.
As you can understand, this SBS is broadcasting in over 60 languages. Do you want to say anything to our audiences about social cohesion and multiculturalism and the role of the SBS?
The role of SBS is a fantastic place, you know, where stories are told. And again, telling stories and having people understand backgrounds of different people is great. But not only that, when you come to a country and you want to be able to still hear something in your language and see people from your country, I think it's just helps you settle into your country, into your new home, because places like SBS celebrate all different nationalities, multiculturalism, and for, you know, especially, you know, if you've got your grandparents coming out to visit you and they want to see some shows in their own language, it's a little bit easier. But it's also good too, and we encourage that that people teach their language to their kids and to their grandkids as well. So having programs in different languages so kids can sit and watch, I think is a great thing.
Thank you very much, Mayor. And I understand we have a short time but longer discussion, and these topics are quite huge in terms of discussion. But I appreciate you come to the SBS studios and talk to our audiences.
It is my pleasure. Thank you very much.
SBS Urdu, SBS South Asian par.
Like कीजिए, share कीजिए, तबसरा कीजिए. Facebook पर SBS Urdu follow कीजिए.